Yes, people, welcome back to the Treehouse Podcast. We're here today at Brewtang, and we've got none other than Manchester Hypes with us today. What are you telling me, Cody?
Yeah, man.
Good to finally get you in. It's been a bit of a mission, but I've caught him. I've caught a wild Hypes.
It's been a minute, man. It's been a minute. And if you ask anyone that's kind of like doing platforms in Manchester, I won't even say any names, but they know I always give them a little minute to just build the thing, because I always clocked a pattern where I was like the first guy to do man's freestyles, first guy to do man's interviews, and then they'll stop.
Yeah.
So well, we spoke I like about to this, see, anyway. The momentum and other artists and whatever. But yeah, man.
Yeah, he's a man of his word. We hit him Definitely. Up in season one and he said, do your thing and I'll shout.
And I'll pop up, you get me?
Yeah, here we are. Yeah, so
trust me.
Yeah, bro, obviously you know the show, you know the format. We always start with how you got into music. When did you first start writing music? Have you always been called Hypes?
Do you know what's crazy? Yeah, look, obviously I did the show the other day that you came to, and that there was a thing that I clocked on the wall and it said 2003. I was like, fucking hell, wow.
Yeah.
2003, but that was literally my first. They were my first ever show, like first. And I say shows, they weren't really. We were still the young, because you know there's a few MCs. I won't say no names either because they might go on like the new gen and whatever. But they were there too. They were definitely there. Do you get what I'm saying? But I remember like what we was like. We was early bloomers in it, so we was like 12, 13. Even some man were 11. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah, 11, like just coming through them times. So I can't remember when I wrote my first bar exactly, but I do remember that like my big sister was the one like, yo, you need a nickname. And I remember like, well, I'm looking at cans and that, I'm like, yo, should it be called KA? And like, you know, just trying to call it KA, KNO, but like, you get me? Just thinking of mad names, like looking at shit, and she
was like Lucasine.
Yeah, you know, just trying to find anything. And she was like, nah, you should be called Hyper or Hyperactive, because you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was like, nah, da-da-da-da-da. And literally, yeah, man, my big sister named me. So,
shout out big sis, man.
She was the one who said, like,
because it stuck.
Yeah, and she was the one who was like, if you want to be an MC, or like, these days it was garage, innit? Like, garage days, like, you want to be an MC and all this, like you got to have a name first.
She's not wrong though, innit?
Yeah, it's like coming out as just fucking whoever, unknown, innit? But yeah, man.
Yeah, so obviously getting into music and that, bro, what was your influences like? Because you're like one of the, I would say, for my age group, one of the OGs in the scene. Like when I first was getting into this type of music and that young, there was like you know the people, I'm not going to say because I'll end up missing someone, but you know the people who was around, everyone knows the people who was around. So like, and I've reckoned a lot of people my age and in and around my age probably looked at people like yourself and whoever as influences. So who was an influence for you, bro? Who?
So like obviously when I started, it was more like garage days. So. Yeah.
Just like early 2000s.
Garage days was just fading out. So obviously you had like your typical, well, I lie, because 2002 grime, that's when.
Yeah.
So yeah, so we was in the crossover.
Yeah, I was gonna say, because I think personally, like when So Solid was the they was the for
I remember
me,
hearing
the
like So Solid beats. I even remember hearing More Fire that Oi at a party one time, like some hood party, and it went off and I'm thinking, what is this music? Like, I want in on this. I didn't even know if I could spit that. Like I was just briefly on it, but I was like, yo, I want to be involved in this vibe.
Yeah.
This vibe's grimy, you get me? And literally, yeah, like it just built up. So, but within Manchester, there were like crews doing it and people doing it. To like think of someone off the top of the head that's still doing it now, there was probably JSD.
Yeah.
He was in a crew called CBD. So,
yeah.
But I knew more about like DJ Silver and the other man them in the crew.
Yeah. Shout out Silver, man.
Got to know about JSD a bit later. I think I probably only knew about JSD probably when he became Virus. So,
Virus.
So he was in between somewhere there. And then, but who else? Like, so Saji B, he's like a part of Shellings. And what's the other? They do like the dance hall and you know a lot of the carnival events and events around town and all that. So he was one of the guys. But yeah, there was a few guys, man. Just trying to think if there's anyone that's actually doing it right now. But to briefly think it, it was Floss Mode, there was Rorty, there was the old Mayhem.
Yeah.
You know, because, and again, Floss Mode was the older Floss Mode. We, yeah. My age group, we just started to come through and it, yeah. it kind of changed then. So, yeah, man.
Yeah.
Big times.
Yeah. So, obviously, touching back on the back in the day and all that, bro. Like I ask everyone this, was you around in like the Market Street days? Was you doing back pressing CDs?
Yeah,
like
the original
graft, innit?
The original group of Market Street. If anything as well, I was probably one of the first to have something instantly to sell, because like a lot of man was going in studio and making mixtapes. Yeah. I kind of like at that time, like I was briefly going studios, but I weren't having a lot of studio time where I can make a mixtape. So yeah. I was kind of like doing it like where I'd drop one or two tunes, or I'd be on most of them man's mixtapes, even if like Rig Shifts, me, Licks, Shotty, who else yeah. was like the you know, yeah, the originals, man. So like, but I remember like, I had like five sets and we was one of the first to kind of like pre-record sets.
And
so
then press them up.
So yeah. go and do it. So even get the grind. Sometimes we'd get the grind. We'd have the DJ there live, and we'd have these type of mics, and we'd be, you know, do it like that, yeah, and then get mixed and mastered. But sometimes we'd just have a pre-mix from the DJ.
Yeah,
the people wouldn't even know it was pre-mixed. They'd just go in the booth, and we started like late because we just had bare bars and that. And I was like briefly coming back and forth from West Mid, so Birmingham, Wolverhampton.
Yeah, I was going to say you live
with higher stakes. So that's the kind of vibe I was on. I was more on the set vibes.
Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah, my Market Street.
So, so was you actually selling albums and that though? Did you ever like, or a mixtape?
I think I had one with OG.
Yeah,
he was out. Who is Riggs's crew? And
what's
Riggs
his name now?
Is a P Winter.
I know that anyway.
Yeah, P Winter.
For me, quick story on that. I didn't clock that he was OG until he came to our grind set.
Oh,
and then you was bigging up every man in the room, like, OG, and then you went OG, and then he looked at you and you laughed. And you went P Winter.
I call everyone the old names. Do it. I call TJ Dreddy. I call all of them. I call all the man them the old names in it. So it's like I gave some familiarity to other people. Like, oh right, that's OG.
Because obviously I'm aware of P Winter, but I never put the two and two together. Do you know what I mean?
Like what was the question? What was the last bit of the question? Not Market Street.
Yeah, you said you did a tape with
OG. Oh yeah, so me and OG had a tape. I think that was one of the first ones that because we knew now we had a little fan base, so it's like, yo, we're making money off music, so it's like, yo, we need to make stuff.
Yeah.
And I remember we made every tune at his house on, like, we recorded it ourselves, Cubase, mixed and mastered it and all that. Well, as good as we could.
Yeah.
And then, like, got the cover done, and we had a little guillotine where you get
the
plastic cover. Yo, he's doing it all ourselves them times. And
proper
grassroots. And, you know, I remember coming on like 300 quid, feeling rich and that.
Selling CDs.
And I had like too high up and down, like selling CDs. Like
think about that, what you just said, 3 ton. How many Spotify, I don't know the numbers in it, but imagine
it
how many.
That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Certain man ain't ever seen that off the Spotify.
That's what I mean. You was doing it off like just word of mouth, grabbing people on Market Street. Like, or back then it was a known thing. Like, I used to go Market Street myself just to buy CDs. Or sometimes, obviously as a kid back then, I might not even have dough for a CD.
Just for the vibe. Man used to go there in the spray, because we'd do that. We'd be like, rah. You might even have sold out, but it's like, right, you're still going to go there and get there.
And you used to have the little channel in it. Was it like Mer TV, I think?
Yeah.
I mentioned it in the Menace episode, and I forgot the name of the channel, but
The host guy was funny on that, though.
Yeah.
But yeah, man.
Yeah, so obviously you touched on it a minute ago when he's in the Midlands with high stakes and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And then obviously you've touched on Floss Mode as well. And then obviously this High Rise and Burst Gang, Sky's got that Skepta bar, the four best crews in the game.
Yeah, it was like kind of one of those vibes. So with Floss Mode, that was my uncle's crew. And like I say, just to go back, that was like I say, the 2003s and them type of things, like my very early first things. They were with that crew, and again, I was the young newcomer.
Right, okay.
The only thing I probably did have is, it's Dollar's nephew. So my uncle who started the crew, do you get what I mean?
Right.
But all these guys who were on it, they were already making within the city. But the sick thing why Floss Mode, I'd say why Floss Mode were the best in Manchester, were like, the gal thing, they had it on Smash. They were a bit like a Heartless and a Pay As You Go in one, or a Heartless and a Soul Solid in one, because they were a big crew. But then half of them were just on the hosting and just gal them, and that's why even like man like Saji doing the bashment, it makes sense because they were doing that back then.
Yeah.
I used to watch them and be like, yo, this is like some professional shit. Like, how are they doing this? You get me?
Yeah.
And so, but obviously I grew up and I became one of the like the Merkers, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then
see that's the bit I remember. Yeah, like, yeah. Do you know what I mean?
With I kind of like me and Jobs and then where, and then when I kind of left, it became like Merk Don. And Shafi and that, they kind of like Shafi was always in it, but Merk Don joined, and that's when it came kind of became like War Dubs.
Yeah.
That's when that was the era of War Dubs. That was kind of after me, if that makes sense. Right. I was doing my thing, you get me? So and then
do you know what, actually, just a quick bro, when we had questions in for you,
yeah.
I got a question about Floss Mode there from Luke. Shout out Luke, man, my guy Luke. See the question there, so he's put, why did ask, obviously we put the thing up to ask Hypes questions, and he's put, why did you leave Floss Mode, who was probably the most known crew with Mayhem?
There was a few reasons, but obviously like it was just getting a bit techie, and I already was making the crossover in the Midlands. Right. So when I was making a crossover in the Midlands and I'm doing like Sidewinder, and it's the mad thing is it's not like I was doing them regular, but I'm starting to rub shoulders with man, starting to see Griminal after the Sidewinder Raw set, starting to see...
What's the one where Gets Big show up? Don't you get a wheel up? Is that a Sidewinder?
Yeah, that's a Sidewinder versus Niche Pack.
And you was like the only money man there, innit?
And apart from like two of my brethren.
Performing.
On mic and all that. Most of the times I was, because I was part of a Midlands crew in a sense.
Yeah.
So I was always like, you know what I mean? A bit of the standout kid, but I started to just prove myself. But yeah, like one of the main reasons was just, I feel like I was elevating.
Yeah.
Whereas again, them man were now doing the War Dubs against a crew that I've already clashed.
Right.
I've already done it.
So to you, it's a bit that. Yeah, do you get what I'm saying?
And it sounds bad, but when I come back from them man had to rate me, because it's like, yo, I'm listening to Hypes on Packs. Even man from their ends who were in pen, like, yo, man was sat down listening to you. You get what I'm saying? So
yeah.
The respect and what I was doing was just different to what, you know what I mean? And I was
from getting about and just doing your thing, innit? Yeah.
For the simple fact, my uncle gave the crew to us, and it kind of was getting sabotaged in the sense of just through all that madness and shit on road. But my uncle kind of now, not washed his hands of it, but it was like, it's to use now.
Yeah, he's passed the torch now.
Have it. And as soon as that happened, so I was just like, yeah, I'm doing me, do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
And started rolling with the stakes, man, now.
Yeah. And then obviously we had High Rise as well.
Yeah, like higher stakes and High Rise was basically like the same thing, a branch off.
Yeah.
Same with Too High, but the
yeah, Too High Clan as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, but the thing with High Rise and Too High Rise and Higher Stakes was the crew.
Yeah.
That you know, the crew, and I joined it being one of the only Mancunians. They, like I said, they had man from Brum, Warsaw and Wolverhampton, so it was a Midlands-based crew. Yeah. But then when I was coming back to Manny after being up there for a year and a half, doing the winders, doing the things, it was like between me and Flex, we've said like, let's do this thing, but now you branch off and build crews and build
and go and do it in Manchester there.
And one of the first ones was XP.
Yeah, shout out XP, man.
Obviously, man. XP and Shotty
was one
of the first ones. Shotty was always, XP was always one that was there anyway.
Yeah.
He was just kind of working his way up. And then Shotty was already established within Manchester in the rap scene, doing his thing, you get me? So it was, he was more just like an addition.
Right.
And yeah, man, it was a good little, we had a good little vibe. Even I think it got to a point where even Dialect joined from Leeds, but I think once it started to get there and a bit like the battle rap and that, that's when it became out of my hands. And that's again similar thing with Floss. I kind of, it weren't like, oh, I'm leaving. It was more like, yo, if man don't fix up and like, I don't care who you recruit, but they have to align with my personality, and my shit as
it's
well.
It's got to work, innit?
Yeah. So when I started, and me and X was already now, at this time now, we're already same burst.
Yeah.
So we just made Burst Gang official.
Yeah,
as
I was
well,
going to
so
say, XP, he told the story how he met you. Like, I think you heard him. then you got his number off Ferbs or something. Yeah, the TOCDs and that.
Yeah, yeah. Because I was like, yo, who's this like Cockney kid? But like, his flow's sick, but you get me, the voice, he just sounds different.
Yeah.
And like, trust me, I remember even when we met and he's like, yo, how do you write about certain things? Like, it's just mad that
you both felt the same.
Yeah, we felt the same, and then we just built from there, man.
Yeah, so then we had, obviously we just touched on it, then we had Burst Gang, so that was you, XP, Tilly, A Tilly.
And even with that, it was mad because like Burst Gang.
L's as well, innit? Yeah, DJ L's, L's as well. Yeah.
So Burst Gang is what it is now, innit? But like, it still is the crew, me and XP, rare. But and the mad thing about that is LZ was hitting me up a lot to do grime sets.
Yeah. Yeah, shout out LZ, man. He does a lot for the grime thing up here, man.
And he had a Nasty FM show.
Yeah.
And I was like hosting it every weekend and all that, like literally. And then I remember like him saying, oh, you know, like basically certain MCs are not hitting him up and da da da. I said, don't watch that. Just keep doing your thing.
Yeah.
Especially if you keep doing grime sets, the more man will just jump onto it. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So eventually we just kind of like kept it moving. Me and LZ used it, and then when I seen that High Rise was kind of getting more battle rap based.
Yeah.
I just said to X, I said, yo, man should just do this Burst Gang thing. We're already saying it. Yeah. We should just make it an official crew.
Everything Burst.
Yeah, and then I took them on One Extra. We did a One Extra set.
That's
when we made it official. And then yeah, like Tilly, I remember Tilly just saying about him. You know, he's been around for years, but he don't get taken as serious because he feels like he needs... No, he's not really had the titles, big crew title or whatever, you know. So we said, yo, come over here, you get what I'm saying? Yeah. Let's make it happen. He's producing.
It's hard as well. He's a sick producer as well.
You get me? And the sickest thing about that is it was all natural. Like, we just started getting bookings all year.
Right.
And the biggest booking, we ended up getting like Residency at Sankey's, this here, that there. And then the biggest one, I think, was Kendall Carlin Festival.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did that.
Didn't even know you did that.
Yeah, we did that. But then I won't lie, after that, we was kind of all a bit like, yo, we haven't even got music together. Like, we've all got set music individually, but we've got about 2 Burst Gang songs, you get what I'm saying? And then we made an EP and we was all like, oh, we're not really feeling it. And everyone just, you know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like, sometimes with crews, you've got to kind of just let man float and do their own little thing and just rep the same title.
Yeah, because I had Tilly on and I mentioned Burst Gang and I was like, oh, you, and he was like, it's not really like, he weren't saying like, it's not a thing, but he weren't saying it was a thing.
Yeah,
and I think when I had Sleazy on as well, he said this similar thing with Dripset. It never went away.
Yeah.
Everyone just did like K-Don Pops. Corpse is doing his thing, Sleazy's doing it. Yeah, and it just, they will always have that ability to come back if it was. And I feel like you, man, with Burst Gang are the same.
Definitely. And like I say, LZ started to do the A&R thing that he's doing now. And you know what I mean? So things change, because obviously there was a lot of times I was saying to LZ like, yo, you're in a sense the manager.
Yeah.
Just because I can't always, you know what I mean, do that and then do the artist thing. But yeah, man, the cruise things are sick. But I think now we're coming into a new era of like, you know, teams. Not crews.
Yeah.
Having your camera guy, having your
like engineer. Collectives.
Yeah, collectives, you get me? So, yeah man. But
so, yeah, bro, in keeping on the same sort of theme, with like the Manchester scene and stuff, who do you listen to in Manchester? If you listen to anyone in Manchester at all, is that like who you feeling?
I listen to a bit of everyone, you know.
Yeah.
I listen to a bit of everyone.
I know you're bumping that new Raggle Local.
Yeah, new Raggle Local CD is hard. I know that Caesar's just dropped a CD.
Yeah, that's also hard. As well. He's got a feature on there with XP.
He's got X on there,
it's P1, I think.
P1. Like, I've seen, do you know what's mad? Sometimes, obviously, I'm in my own local zone, so I'm not really tapped in like that, but I'm a bit like that with UK music anyway.
Yeah.
Like, if Skepta's got a new tune and everyone's going, yo, Skepta, I'll just go and check it, but I won't be the first, probably. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm a bit like that. Now, at this moment, I'm probably a bit like that with all music.
Right.
So even American music, I'm not like super tapped into the when everyone's giving their opinion on Drake.
Yeah.
I have to listen to it afterwards and then go, oh, right, I get what they're saying, kind of thing. So I say with music, I'm just kind of like in my own little zone, in my own, like getting my artistry.
Yeah.
I go through stages. So I go through stages of where yeah, I'm sucked into my zone. Then I'm like sucked into grime, but to the point where I just listen to bare old sets.
Yeah, I do.
You know,
that.
Like, do it in
like waves.
Waves, yeah. So even down to like when H and who else, Tundi and Meeks and, you know, all these people started to come through.
Yeah.
Like, started to listen to him a lot because it was a new, it's like a whole new wave.
It's like a new generation.
But I feel like it's going to go on a bit quiet again. And I feel like now some of the older school guys are coming back and doing their thing.
I feel like sometimes, like sitting on the sideline and watching in like I do, I feel like the old, like you just said then, the older guys might see the young bucks and think, right, H has done this, that and the other. Like, right, I do that. And it motivates everyone to get back on it.
Well, I obviously, since Stormzy and that.
Well, we had a wave. We had a wave in Manny when Bugsy
and
blew.
Bugsy. About to say since Bugsy. Because it's mad with me as well, because them years were the most years I wasn't on it.
Right.
Them 5 years of like it becoming a new thing.
Yeah.
But I was doing my uni degree.
Yeah.
Got my uni degree.
Yeah, congratulations on that, respect, man. Give you your flowers for that, because that's a sick achievement. Yeah, so, man.
And then had two kids. You know what I'm saying?
Again, congratulations. Yeah. Another blessing.
And then I've set up a music business. I've done like these been things I've been doing. Yeah. So when I've come back now, I've come back bigger and better in the sense where like I can write bars with pride, bro.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a waste man thing. Yeah, it's a bit of a waste man thing writing bars and then just not having nothing to show for it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Them 5 years where it looks like there's a whole new scene and bare man have caught up and they've just had their time because they were living normal life before it.
Yeah.
Built their little money or whatever they've needed to do, got their degrees, got their, you know, their things.
Yeah,
and then,
yeah,
then they've hit music.
Right.
Which if like, say like my son, for instance, I'd tell him to do it the opposite way from me, but we was in a different era.
Yeah.
We was in an era where it mattered to be talented. It mattered
to have a name.
You know what I mean? So the way I see it is I feel like I did it all based off just talent.
Yeah.
When it became like business, which the game changes round from talent to business now.
Yeah.
When it changed to business, I feel like that's when it took all my generation to like either leave the game, either sit back and analyze and think, yo, this is where I want to go with it.
Or go down different
paths.
Yeah,
do you get what
whatever.
I'm saying? So
yeah.
Some man stop spitting and pick the camera up. Some man do the engineer thing, YG and all that. Like,
yeah.
I remember when he was spitting, bro.
Well, I remember.
I was doing freestyles with him. Do you get what I'm saying?
YG was hard. A lot of people might not know this, bro.
You get what I'm saying?
YG
like, one of my
hard.
Birthdays, it weren't even like, it didn't even feel like that long ago.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? I remember that was the last time
he used to do them. Is it Dirt Lot or something?
Yeah,
like,
in Burberry as well.
Them sets.
Yeah,
and, like, fucking,
yeah.
Used to have Season Ven there.
Yeah,
like fucking YG spitting and like UNXP there.
Yeah.
Like they were sick times
sick,
then,
sick
man.
Times,
so yeah, so who do you actually listen to then? I don't think
So I didn't really say, did I? Like I say, bro, as a collective, bro, I probably listen to also, like I say, I fuck with Meeks, I fuck with I fuck with all of them, bro, fuck with everyone.
Yeah.
Like I say, fucking but more than likely I do probably as well, like XP and keep it in the camp and that.
Yeah,
you know,
of course.
Because I like to fuck with things that I relate with, but obviously if someone from Manny's got a tune and that, man's gonna check it out.
It happened organically with the Ragaloco tune, Winston Spin. We'll touch on that in a bit, but that was an organic thing, isn't it?
Even that, like, it's natural, just natural happening.
Yeah. So out of them names, bro, is anyone like you sort of just touched on it then that you would want to work with, or is anyone in Manny that you look and you think, right, I'd be sick to work
to be fair, like Meek's probably out of anyone like that's new.
Yeah.
Or and obviously that man might not see himself as new, but I mean to our generation and like the new wave of artists have come through and all that. Like
my
man's very hard. Like
and
the mad thing is I know he's got more in the locker. Like I feel like he needs to go harder. Do you get what I'm saying? He needs to drop more. Like
he definitely can go.
You know
harder,
what I mean? So
you know he's got that. Yeah.
But yeah, like and in my generation, everyone in it, I fought with everyone. And the mad thing is I've probably already done a song with him or done a set with him. Or do you know what I'm saying? So man.
Yeah. So obviously, just speaking of generations and stuff, then bro, we're gonna run through your music that you've got out at the minute. But before we do that, you just touched, you got kids.
Yeah,
young Tobes, little superstar himself. Like,
Yeah, mad thing.
Potential to go bigger than you, and when he's older and stuff, if that's the path he chooses. I know he's only is it five now or something?
Six now.
So Young Tobes, for people that don't know, he's got his own tune out. Hypes his son.
Yeah,
what's it called again? What I like. I'll put the link and we'll get the artwork to pop up what now I and
like,
all that.
Man.
But
it's mad thing, like.
So how did that come about? Obviously, I know the story, but let's tell the people out.
So obviously, when my son was like 2-3 or something, one time he's just come over and playing a beat, he just started mumbling on it, freestyling, you get me, sounding like one mumble rapper. So I'm like, yo, but the flow, like, literally,
you set him up a SoundCloud there and then
literally, bro, I should have, bro, coming in with trap flows, like, done some flow. I was like, wait,
yeah,
I swear, recording him now. And then, like, I chopped it up, and there's people like, yo, that's sick. But little things like that, I just knew in it, like, this kid's just gonna one day come
out. And that was at 2 years old.
That was like 2-3 years old. So, like, he did that. And then, when he got about 4, he was saying, oh, dad, I want to make a song.
So he's just come up to you and said that.
Yeah, he's come to me and said he wants to make a song. And that's like on his, like, one of his school holidays, or when we were just like, when I got him on for a few days. So I said, okay, started to write a little bit. I done the little chorus, oh, this is what I like. And I said to him, can you say that? Do you think you'll be able to? And then, like, half an hour, he was jumping about in his bed, saying it. And I said, yeah, well, that's actually a hit, that, you know.
Yeah.
And the mad thing about, like, so, I feel like I just typed in, like, kids type beats and, you know, just little things like that. And I found this producer who now, he's my guy, like,
right,
I chat with him, you get what I'm saying? Proper, he's from Germany, Lit Kid Beats is called.
Lit Kid Beats.
Yeah, so it's Lit Kids. But it's like, all his shit is like, you can hear that it's got kiddie sounding
like
beats.
Like samples.
But it'll sound like a fucking Juice WRLD beat or Little Uzi beat. It's just mad G, his thing, like what my son did, was like the perfect thing.
Yeah, it just fit.
He's never had an artist that fit it.
Yeah,
it's like a whole genre, bro.
That's
if mad. That like makes sense. Rap, yeah, it's like a kid's rap. And obviously, that's another thing. What was so sick about my son's thing is he was rapping like a kid, innit? Most times it's like everyone will just like, they'll put the dad's chain on him. They'll say, put him in the Beamer.
Yeah.
Say, yo, like rap about the Beamer.
He's on his trampoline.
But he's not really driving the Beamer, is he? So like, he's actually riding his bike, innit? Like,
and on the trampoline.
So obviously, all of that together, innit? It just made my man hit me up like, yo.
Yeah, man.
This is sick. And the mad thing about that, a lot of people don't know, is I got basically 70-30 in, the writers and all that.
With the producer.
With the producer in my favor.
Right, yeah.
So not a lot of people get that.
Yeah, it's normally it's 50-50, innit?
And the reason why he's did that as well, and he gave me a real big discount on the beat itself, so I leased it, then he's done that.
Yeah.
But he said, like, if you do other songs with your son, you can have that same deal every time.
So he it's a good fit for him then, for what it sounds like.
And because he knows one day one of them songs could just...
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, what I like was popping on TikTok. I remember seeing Bear Kids doing dancing, Fortnite dances to it, innit, and stuff.
So, the way that come about is like that. So he's hit me up and then I'm sure I've waited like another year.
Yeah.
Or half a year when he's like basically... becoming five. And then becoming five, I took him into the studio. I said, oh, do you remember your little rap thing? Da, 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 da. And I always remember that I wrote that and a start of a verse, but never finished it because I thought, like, I don't want to pressure him too much. I just want to see what he can do.
Yeah, you don't want to force it on him. Yeah,
so then when I went in, he's done it. He's done his verse. The little bit that I wrote, the thingy, then started freestyling. And he freestyled all the way to the end, but then like knew where to come back into the beat. Like on the
beat, with
the intro, with the chorus.
Yeah.
Then went back into another verse freestyling.
So it's
like,
DNA, bro.
That's when I went, yo, like, see, that's his skill.
Yeah, it's wired into him, bro. It's wired into him.
They're the type of things that shocked me. I'm like, how the fuck? Like, how are you even doing that without me telling you?
Yeah.
So what I did is I basically took it, chopped it up, and then, like a lot of the second verse, he was just mumbling gibberish. So I chopped that off. And then we did a little clip of us in the studio that day.
Yeah.
And obviously I thought, oh, I'm going to just show everyone, gas him up, let him know that everyone likes it and whatever. Put it up. And then, yeah, bro, I'm getting one extra. I'm getting, like, messages off daytime, the drive time.
Yeah,
and
it was
all
that Nick Bright or something?
Property. saying to me, can I interview you, son?
Yeah.
Tomorrow or not?
Nah, he's coming on the Treehouse podcast first.
You get what I'm saying? He's like, can I interview him? And I'm saying, I don't know if he'll speak. He'll probably get overwhelmed and shy. Brought him back the next day. Yeah, he's getting a bit like overwhelmed. I've had to kind of run the interview and that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Keep it steady. But then obviously from there, I thought, right, this is like, Pete, like, this is something bigger than I even thought. So I'm going to have to, and it weren't even a thing that I'm going to have to put a verse to Y Shine.
Yeah.
It was more of a thing like, after that first bit of the first verse, it is becoming a bit,
he's not enjoying
a kid's
it
song.
As, yeah.
Not even that. It's just becoming a bit gibbery.
Right.
So like,
yeah.
The radio will play it up to there, but after a bit, it's gonna be a bit too.
Yeah.
So I feel like I was like, boom, boom. Right. If I do like the dad's perspective, then that just like makes it a whole concept and an actual song. Like I say, when I did that, then it just felt like proper. Got the Fortnite type cover.
Yeah.
Got onto
yeah.
Ben, started to do the video, and yeah, man, it just kicked off from there.
Proper,
even
man
like Wiley, and that he was one of the best reactions I had, because he was like, yo, like I knew this was gonna happen, but I didn't. Like, I can't believe it's not an MC from London's kid.
Yeah.
I can't believe it's you, like, in the sense of, it's like everyone wanted to do that,
but never
did it. You know what I mean? And I won't lie, when I did it, I didn't think it would happen to that level. So it was a massive thing, man.
Yeah. Yeah, it's sick, man. So I'll put the link for that. I'm just gassed because it is such a sick thing. It got shown at the show, so I've seen it again recently, so it's fresh in my mind.
Yeah, even and got sponsors from clothing and all that, like people hitting me up and I think,
as well, actually, on the Toby thing, you got a bar in it where you say, could have got Toby a deal with Sony. What was that? Yeah. Was that a thing as well? Was that in the pipeline?
So Sony hit me up. Basically, a friend of a friend I knew worked for a label, but the major, but they don't work with our type of music, basically.
Right, okay.
So it was a big deal for them to even go, wow, like, we need to send this to someone else.
Yeah.
And then Sony have heard it, and they kind of just give me more advice more than anything. And I think they were kind of, you know, labels are, they're kind of waiting for it to blow. So this is like the first little mini blow. They wanted it to.
And that's why they're being nice, giving you advice. We'll help you.
And he was like, no way have you marketed this yourself. And like, you're basically the manager, the engine, the A&R, the P. And I said,
and
the future. So it's all me, bro. Like, and that's when I knew from there, I thought, yeah, man, I'm doing my own thing, man. Live on music.
Yeah, proper, man. Yeah, so obviously you just touched on it then, Live on Music. And we spoke about it briefly, the show. The show that you had. So obviously I know the story, but run through for the people what it was, how it come about.
So it was something that was online. Someone messaged me and was like, yo, this is you, that descripted you to the T. So it was like, they're looking for a grime artist that could possibly work in theatre but's never done it before.
Yeah.
Has a story to tell. Preferably has had an experience, you know, had a lot of experience, but they feel they're not where they want to be, and all these little things. And the mad thing is I just come off a business course where, I'm not going to say who actually, but I was just come off a business course, and I'm trying to like see now if I can get money from this to fund my music and fund my little ideas. It was seeming a bit long, but I just took the info that from it and just applied it into what I'm doing. But then when I seen this and it was like, you get 4K commission, and that's kind of like your performance fee,
because
it's not to fund the show,
that's just for you
to do it,
like your wages,
and they didn't pay me all in one, but I still, you know, eventually I got the 4K. So like, that just made me think, well, I'm not really doing, like, the other thing I'm doing, that's more of a loan.
Yeah,
where I've got to kind of pay it back.
Yeah, work to pay it back or whatever.
I can fund my thing and do what I've got to do. So yeah, this come across. I got it in February, and then in March we went in Corona.
Yeah, lockdown fucked it for a little bit, didn't it? Yeah.
So after that, didn't speak to the people. It was in conjunction with Contact Theatre and Zed Arts. I've worked with them before, and when I was like younger coming up, but obviously being like the student or being the the whereas kid now you're the, yeah, you're the guy, do you know what I mean? So yeah. I'm starting to like run similar things myself there. So yeah, it's all been like a mad full circle, innit? But the show, like, I got the, yeah, like I say, we was in the corona part of things, so I was thinking, you know, it's not even happening.
Yeah.
Allow it, you get what I'm saying? I can't even be asked. Because at first as well, the idea I had was something totally different.
Yeah.
So as time's gone on, I've started to build on it. But by like 2021, they got back to me and was like, no, this is actually happening.
Yeah.
Here's a little bit more money to like motivate you and all that. You know what I mean? It just got my head back into it. So yeah, by 2021, I was like, okay, it's going to be a life story. It's going to be based on just everything, because I want to put all my experiences in it. I can mix it with existing songs and make some new songs.
So it's like a journey then, your career in the form of music, which you do anyway, but then there's this added element of theatre,
like theatrical slash, what do you call it, like the, you know, a lot of the, you saw it, obviously all the props and
you've got like a bit of a set.
There's
also projector with projector. Information, all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
So it's a bit more of a, whereas music's like a listening experience, that's a bit of both. It's a visual thing as well.
It did feel like cinemas. That's why I gave everyone popcorn and had the
burst boxes. Everything burst.
Do you get me? Like the way we had all that, had sponsors. It was a really good night, and obviously I am planning to do more, because that night was mainly family, friends, and a few associates or music friends or whatever. But as soon as I put clips up, it was like
we've got a vlog coming as well. It is coming. I've just been mad busy in it, but also as well, I want to line it up so we do the vlog and this drops around this.
That makes sense.
Then now, like for me, I want this to drop now, and then 2 days later, 3 days later, the vlog, and then people watch this, and then I'll have the link in the below and they can.
Makes sense.
If you're watching this now, check the link below. There'll be a vlog of Hypes' show that we're talking about, a lot of the performances, and you'll see the stage and the props and the stuff we was talking about. So yeah, definitely go and check that one out, man.
Makes sense. So yeah, like there was a lot of, just to briefly quickly go over it, there was a lot of experiences and stuff that I was meant to gain and get that I couldn't because we was in lockdown.
Yeah.
I.e. we was meant to go and watch shows, meant to like listen in parties and all these little things.
Just get yourself in that scene. Off,
literally. So I was proud of what I did.
Yeah, 100%.
For myself, everyone who filmed it, the sponsors, the people who, everything was set up by me. I think, you know, Zed Arts and that, they helped a lot with the event. But Contact Theatre, I think, something happened where they,
what was your guy called, man?
Reese. So there was Reese,
shout
and then it was Garfield, and then like I say, the Contact Theatre, they was meant to be involved in it, but what happened is, some within that, when lockdown and all that crap happened, they ended up getting a new owner anyway. So they paid me the commission, their half of the commission, but they didn't actually get their team involved until right at the end,
right,
to just give me like feedback.
Yeah.
So that's when I got feedback on, like,
because they're from it.
And they were kind of like, everything's sick, but just don't treat it as a concert yet. Because it's your sharing. You want to tell them in between each song what happened, the thought process, where you're going with it, why. So
that's what I really enjoyed about it, because sometimes, like, obviously, I know a lot of your story anyway. I've been a fan of yours from day, but someone who might not know that stuff will watch it, and they might see something and think, oh, what's that? And then, but then it goes off, the song finishes, or the clip, or the bit of piece of music, whatever. And then you then explain a little bit, or maybe just before you explain before a little bit.
And
it just gives a bit of context, and it makes for a better experience, in my opinion.
And one of my mates even said, he was like, yo, it's so sick, because like, he clocked how it was working. Like, you know, the first 3-4 songs are like my early stage, me talk about when I'm getting suspended from school at like 6 and dumb, like shit that you would put in a film if you did have a film. And he was like, look, he said, like, he'd look at like some of my family members, because he'd know that they would know about that stuff, and he could tell it was real
by their
reaction.
And
then he knew about like a lot of my teenage stories. When I'm saying, me and my mates used to wag school and go on bus sets and all that. Like, he was there, you know what I'm saying?
Then
he'd look around at like some of my adult ones and be like, rah, you can see things, his reaction. So everybody was like getting their own little memories from it as well, man. It was sick.
Yeah,
but yeah, man. live on show, man. There's going to be more to come.
Yeah, check out the vlog, man. Definitely. So, yeah, we'll just, like, run through, because obviously you've got a bag of music, bro. We've been doing too this much. From fucking way. 2003, you said earlier. That's, like, nearly 20 years, you know what I mean?
Coming up.
So we're gonna go through, like, you probably the last 12 to 18
And I'm not
months.
As old as everyone thinks. I'm still younger than a few, man. Trust me. Like, when I say that, I mean, like, people always thought I was, like even Shotty Riggs and that, the people thought I was their age. I'm their age group.
Yeah.
But I'm more Shifty, Slay.
Yeah, in yeah,
probably even sees, like, you know what I mean, them, man.
Yeah, around that
more
age.
Their age group in it.
Yeah. So obviously we'll touch on the music over the last, like, 12 to 18 months. So what start with Windrush, because obviously that come out around the time when we had the whole the fucking dickheads in number 10 doing whatever they was doing, all that bollocks. So
last year,
are you from a Caribbean background?
I'm from Caribbean background, but I don't think specifically my grandparents was a part of Windrush, but their people are people they know where, so
friends and like stuff.
And I know
that,
I do know a few people that have actually been affected by it, like they've been told that they might need to go back and all these things. So, like, yeah, man, Windrush is a big song, and the way and the thing about that song is, it was, you know, I co-produced it, co-directed it. So when you watch the video and everything, that was on the day thoughts. We didn't even plan how it was gonna look.
Do you know what though? My interactions with you over the last 12 months and that, I've noticed you're a lot like that.
I do better on the spot.
You said on the end of your show, input. Reese was saying that you came up to him on the day of the show, like, what, change this.
I'm gonna change the whole thing, like, literally.
Yeah. And he said about a week before the show, he had 7 songs, and on the day of the show, he had 14. He did 14.
Yo, he was somewhere in between. I think I had 20 something.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying. But, obviously works for you, you're making some out of the chaos
under pressure, and it's like sometimes even the way, obviously ADHD and that, so the way my brain is sometimes, it's like I won't even tap until towards the end, till like it's coming up, and then I'm like, right, I'm on it now, I'm on job. So yeah, with Windrush, we kind of did it, we did a photo shoot that day, and then afterwards I was like, right, do you want to go and do a little da-da-da-da-da, and he's like, yeah, we could do still.
Yeah,
I said, right, I've got that Windrush song just sat there, don't know what I'm doing with it, but the Windrush day is coming up, so we could, if we get it out now, it will just come up to that day, we can promote it. Even
lines
that,
up perfectly.
Even that, like, I don't really, last year I didn't even go ham with the promotion, I just thought, let me just wait till, because every year I can promote that song, it's like a birthday, so
like a Christmas number, like
so, so by, even Prez T got onto me, but they're like, yo, I'm sorry, I've not even checked it, like, this song is banging, I've not seen it. And I just said, nah, it's because I've been, and then you might have still been on the Tobes tune, or the Wiley, when I linked up with him, and you know what I'm saying? So there's a lot going on in it.
Yeah. So speaking of Prez T, bro, you obviously got one with Prez T and Jar Digger.
Yeah.
Jar Bless. That one came out just before the Wiley one, because we've got the Wiley one, which is Burst, featuring Wiley and K9.
So this year, I've dropped 3.
Yeah, we've got, and they all got features as well, innit? You've done the one with Prez T, the one with Wiley, and the one with Rags.
Yeah, so that's what I've kind of done. It's been a little theme, get my features out of the way. And then, like, because that's what it was, get my features out of the way, get to the get the show, because I knew this show is going to bring people really into my artistry and really, like, people who they knew of me, but I think some people's expecting and waiting for this type of stuff, where, you know, it's like they want something that's not just hype or the burst and the energy coming at them. So it's like when they're hearing more story vibes and going back to back with the ego and all these things, it's like, yeah, I want to hear that on a CD. Do you get what I'm
still been doing freestyles though as well, aren't you? What was the one? I think it was probably maybe a little bit longer than 12 months ago, but was it like the Rap Dad one? Where you say Dad's back at the start. What's that one?
Oh yeah, Dad's back. That's Return of the Savage 2. That one is nuts.
Yeah, I love that one, bro.
Nines commented on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you go on my cop thingy, and that's Jamal Edwards as well. Rest in peace to Jamal.
Yeah, man. Rest in peace.
Big up my man, because trust me, he always supported Burst Gang, always supported me, always supported the man them. So like when that freestyle, that's what it is. When I was doing them freestyles, minute messages.
Yeah, minute messages.
They kept getting
put
on SBTV.
Right.
But just the socials.
Yeah.
You know,
not on the actual channel.
And every time, and then like by that one, they've hit me up saying Jamal's seen this, and I'm sure he's shown Nines. At first I thought, oh yeah, whatever, and then got a follow on Twitter. but on Twitter and Nines following me. I'm thinking, yo, sort of put it up and commented like, yo, man, like Nines following me. And then he said, yeah, man, I've seen you. So I just saw your freestyle, keep it up, bro.
Yeah, that's so big, man.
Yeah, man, that was like the return of the savage. I think from then I just thought, right, that's my little formula.
Did a cameo with him as well, innit?
Yeah, but
shout out Blay on the cameo. I know.
Because of the show and things coming up, but
the cameo rhythm come out at not a good time for you.
Not a good time for me. Yeah.
I did think that.
Because I was doing bare shit, and I thought, right, I could focus on it, but I know the way I work, man. I just want to have that little one day at least to fucking do it. But
yeah,
man. There's been loads going on, and I feel like I just thought, be consistent with the freestyles on the net, because that does get me a lot of followers, or a lot of even like my old fans will come back and be like, shit, I've not even, rah, I didn't know
you still doing music, and then follow me
in and share it. So that's why I do the freestyles, but the releases, I thought, right, I just need more content on the relevant.
Yeah.
I only jumped on Spotify in 2020.
Fucking hell.
So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I had to catch up, bro.
From 2003.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. So just before we wrap up, bro, I want to go through, I'm not going to, because I think I had the most questions that we had through the Insta were for you.
Okay.
So I'm not going to go through all of them, but obviously we've done the one from Luke about why did you leave Floss Mode. If I didn't do that, Luke would have beat me up. So I had to get that one in.
Yeah.
But I want to talk about this one from XP. Man gasped, you know. What? Man gasped.
This guy.
My gas, right? So this isn't me. This isn't my question. These are the fan questions. Yeah, it's not fan. It's XP. So he's like fucking hyped his brother. So he's put in. Yeah, he's put. What happened when we nicked Sneak Bowl's hotel room and Joe Budden's rider? Yo. Now they're two big names, bro. So what were you, man, doing? We was bursting and fucking robbing.
We was what was
going on?
And
what's he on about mental there? What's the situation?
So
he stitched you up there.
We just used to fucking move mad in it. That's where Burst Gang started. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah.
Man used to be just in the gas. And do you know what? Yeah, a lot more time it was me getting booked, you know. So I'm doing it on my name.
Right.
And the man them are like, yo, right, there's bare riders in the back here. Patron and all that, you get me? But obviously, it's their man's team in America. Add it up, Burst Gang, you get me? I'm sure one time I flipped out on Royce the 5'9's crew as well, bro. Telling him, like, right, because the guy's saying we've got to go out while he rehearses like he's God, bro. I just said, fuck this guy.
Yeah, fuck
that. We was being mad, but yeah, that Burst Gang team, man.
Yeah. So, yeah, you used to move mad. That's the answer to that one, X. And then just lastly, bro. The last question. I wanted to say as well, Troops sent this in. So shout out Troops, man. He killed it last night, breaking bars as well. Yeah. But he put, not a question, but tell that brother I love him. He's a legend. Help me loads, my brother.
Yeah,
so shout out Troops.
Troops,
man.
Troops is family, man. Trust me. And that's another thing, like, the thing with, like, this help thing, yeah. Because I've been seeing it a lot, and obviously I don't like to see the me, I did this, but a lot of these men have been in my mum's house, innit?
Yeah.
So it was deeper than just music, I was that guy who would have 20 man in my gaff to do a set, or have 10 man in my gaff before we go London, or you know what I'm saying?
My
mum's like, oh, you just want a drink, lad? You know what I'm saying? So that's just, these man were like family anyway. So when I've kind of like, when everyone's like on the internet kind of in this rat race, and it's like, man, I'm competing over some attention and shit. Or sometimes it's just nice to hear that.
Yeah, that's why I made a point of
big up Troops, because you get me, I see him doing his thing.
Yeah, he smacked it last night.
I seen a few clips and like, bro, wish man, everyone just keeps going and man just keep cracking on with the thing, you get me? Because something 100%. Big's happening in Manny, defo.
Yeah, defo. And then just one question as well that we've had from, I'm going to mash up my man's name so I make it pop up, but he's Paolo Gialuca.
Yeah.
You reckon that's right?
Yeah.
Probably, innit? He's put, what's your favourite track you've ever made? I think that's a good question. I might nick that, Paolo. Shout out, Paolo.
Ever made.
From everything, bro.
You know what it is, yeah? My best track's my next track.
Yeah.
So, like,
yeah,
shit that you've not even heard, like, stuff that when I make something, like, yeah, that's my best track, but then I feel like I do get better, and it's like, definitely I've got better with songwriting over the years. I was more the MC in it, like Barber and that. Now I'm coming with a few hooks and Wayne Rush and da-da-da. So it's more like...
You're getting better, so it's
getting better, or choosing the error, so like, choosing, like, you know, the track with Prez T, I love that tune, but that's more for the fact that I've got Prez T on the song.
Yeah,
yeah. Jardig or like, like real good bars and just.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My favourite Hypes tune, is Anna Norton.
Oh, yeah.
Just for the simple fact, that at that time around 2011, Lord of the Mics 3 and that, something gripped, man, innit? Gripped me, like something different. And like, that's when we used to do the street team, get me, Team Hypes.
This man used to be on my street team back in the day, this is what I'm saying.
This is how deep it is. So, Tez Kid, if you're watching this, I'm sorry, bro, because
these man used to terrorize. These man used to go in.
Yo, and the thing is, I like Tez Kid, but it's rah. You come in against Manchester Heights, he's got the city in his name, but you get me, I'm backing it all the way, 100. So, Tez Kid and K-Dot, it's nothing but love. Scum Gang, innit?
But even that, Scum Fam, I think.
Scum Fam, that's it.
Even that, I forgot about Anna Nothing because, again, that was just a bar for me at first. And then it got made into a song, but it was big because, and that was a big error because even the whole being called Manchester Hypes and all that, like, that came from Jammer.
Yeah.
Jammer kept, my Twitter handle was Manchester Hypes because some people who knew me, you know, these Hypes is in London,
there's other Hypes
here and there.
Yeah.
Not loads, but there's a few, and most, and the ones that are known are kind of known for something else or quite big in their little, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so I just put the Manchester thing, but it weren't like, that's my name.
Yeah.
Until Jammer kept saying it,
even
in the dungeon. So we got Manchester Hypes, Manchester Hypes. Yeah. And then after that, bro, I'm going to like sets in Fabric in London and that, and man are calling me Manchester.
Yeah.
Like, yo, Manchester. Like it's my first name.
Your first name. Do you know what? That's
I just thought, run with it, G. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Do you know what? Actually, Sleeps, you know, Abnormal Sleeps, he said that recently on Twitter that he's getting people messaging him saying, hi, Abnormal. And he's like, bro, like, out of the two names, pick the second one, innit? Even with you, bro, like, Manchester Hypes. Say Hypes.
That's jokes, that.
Or say Manchester.
Call him Abnormal.
Or Abs, I think he said Abnormal or Abs or something. Yeah, but I'm like, that's just, it doesn't make that, to me, that don't make sense, innit? But yeah, it's been a pleasure to have you on, bro, and chop it up. And we'll definitely, definitely get you back in for a second one because we've only just scratched the surface.
Get everyone doing the rounds, you get me? Everyone's got to get their little shine in.
And obviously, by the time you have more music, we'll have more subject matter to talk about, all that sort of stuff.
Definitely.
So thank you for coming on. Big shout out to Frequency, our sponsors, and Buzzing Sounds, our podcast partners. And again, shout out to Brewtang for housing us because the Treehouse is homeless currently. Well, we were, but we're not now. You get me? We're in Brewtang. So yeah, big love to Hypes. We'll put all his links, all that down below. So yeah, make sure you subscribe and that, and check out the vlog as well because that'll be out now. So yeah, man, take it easy, people. We'll see you next week.
Love.